All right, a little over 24 hours from now, we'll presumably be at the Seder, most likely with family and friends. And the focal point of the Seder, I think, is the mitzvah of Magid, of Sipur Yisias Mitzrayim. But the Baal Haggadah begins with Halach Ma'anya. This is the bread of affliction, Diach Lua Ba'atanah B'Mitzrayim. Left to, I think, one's own devices, one would think you'd begin with just Avadim Hayinu, right? In other words, tell the story, tell the narrative, you Avadim Hayinu, and take it through there, and then the ultimate Geula, or you have, again, between Rav and Shmuel, or either Mitchila of the Avodah Zarah you obtain, or four of those idolaters. It seems a little odd that we begin with the statement of Halach Ma'anya, in addition to which there's a stira contradiction. We say Halach Ma'anya Diachalua Ba'atana B'Yara de Mitzrayim. This is the bread that our forefathers ate in Egypt. Yet later on, the Baal Haggadah himself, when he describes the mitzvahs, he quotes from the Mishnah in Masechet Pesachim, Rabbi Gamliel Meir, Koshel Omar, Shosavar Mil Pesach, Lo Yisai Dechavato. So Pesach Al Shema, the way the Baal Haggadah brings it down, Al Shlo His Speak, Bitsei Kam Shalabatin Lachmit. Our forefathers, though, didn't have enough time to rise until he took them out. That's why we eat the matzah. So here, on the one hand, he says the matzah is because this is the bread we ate in Egypt. On the other hand, he says we eat the matzah. We didn't have enough time for it to rise. In addition to which, it seems a little odd, the Baal Haggadah has changed the language of the Mishnah. The Mishnah in Masechet Pesachim does not say what our Haggadah has. We have in the Haggadah that why do we eat the matzah? Shom shlo hispik bitzei kam shom tenon lahachmitz. But the Tana of the Mishnah in Masechet Pesachim says, Al shom shenigalu avoteinu Mitzrayim. Why do we eat matzah? Because our forefathers were redeemed from Egypt. He doesn't give this whole shtickle Torah about not having enough time to rise. So I'm limited in time, but I'll try to cover what I can in the time that we have. So a number of the Baalei Haggadah point out that there's really two reasons for matzah. Matzah both represents avdut, represents slavery, and it represents geula, meaning that our forefathers did eat matzah when they were slaves in Egypt. That was the bread of avadim. So Rav Shachter quotes, and I saw it inside, the Abu Dram brings down that the Ibn Ezra was taken captive in India, and there, while he was in captivity, he was eating matzah. So matzah, indeed, is something that a person is fed, and that's what our forefathers had in Egypt as well. But on the other hand, it's also true that matzah represents our redemption, our geula, which is what we say at the other end of the scheme. It's interesting, Chazal have different drashas. The Pasuk says in Parshat Re'eh, which we're going to lay in on the last day of Pesach, so matzah is called lechem oni. So lechem oni could be translated different ways, but one way to translate is lechem oni, the bread of poverty. So the Gemara has one drasha, madar koshlani beprusa avkan beprusa. Just like an ani, a poor person, he doesn't typically eat like a full loaf of bread, he doesn't eat a full board of matzah, he's got a broken piece of matzah, so too here. So that corresponds with the idea that it's, you know, the bread that we ate when we were in Avdus. But on the other hand, there's a different drasha Chazal have. He says, Lechem she'onim lav devarim harbe, the bread that one recites many things over it. Not poverty, but one recites many things over it. And that seems to go better with the other pshat. So why should it be? So it comes out that we have really two bookends. With the beginning of the Magid, we have the matzah, which represents avdut. And at the end, we have the matzah that represents geula. So one idea I saw in the Haggadah from Rabbi Avigdor Nevensal, he's the rabbi of the old city in Yerushalayim, he wants to say that during the night of the Seder, you have to have this hargasha, this feeling that you're going from avdut to chayrut. In other words, you have to sort of re-experience the exodus from Egypt. We should each... So a person has to, in some way, imagine as if he was enslaved in Egypt. I told you one of my rebbeim, Rabbi Abba Braunspiegel, he thought it was easier for him to do because he had been through a horrible experience. He had been in the camps, so he thought it was easier for him to understand that. But that could be one way to understand it. But this is Rabbi Shachter in his... And his Haggadah, he brings on a totally fundamental different idea. He comes from the Netziv. The Netziv says that we say, that the mitzvah of Sipur Yisias Mitzrayim, it has to be connected with one of the mitzvahs of that night. In other words, Sipur Yisias Mitzrayim is not a mitzvah in itself. It has to be done in conjunction with one of the mitzvahs of the night, meaning Pesach Matzah Maror. So we don't have a Pesach anymore, and Maror is the Rabbanon. So the only thing that we have to link to the Sipur Yisias Mitzrayim is the matzah. So now that we're in Galus, we mention the matzah right away because that's what enables us to do the mitzvah of Sipur Yisias Mitzrayim. During the time of the Beis Hamikdash, the Netziv says, that they gave the Pesach front and forward. They said that the Pesach was the main thing. So he wants to say that there's a fundamental, you know, difference. In other words, the Pesach is Hashem shePesach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avotinu Mitzrayim, that God passed over our homes in Egypt. So that stands for the idea of Hashkacha Pratit. In other words, that Hashem, he's killing the Egyptian kids and he's saving the Jewish kids. That's the Hashkacha with that. Matzah is the aspect of chipazon, that Hashem took us out with speed. Like in Yiddish, say, hafentek, he took us out, he rushed us out of Egypt. So the Nesiv develops this much more, but he wants to say that during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they emphasize the Korban Pesach, and they emphasize the idea of Hashkacha Pratit. He says that when they were in Eretz Yisrael, so a person would look at his neighbor, and maybe one person is observing the Din of Shemitah, Trumas and Masros, and things like that, another person not. So, you know, he could chalk it up, you know, maybe one person's successful, not. So he chalks it up, he's a better farmer than I am, or something like that. So the Seder comes to teach us Hashkacha Pratit. That's the, they would emphasize the Korban Pesach. They had a Korban Pesach, but that was the Hashkacha with it. After, when we're in Galus, so then it's the Mitzvah Matzah. The Mitzvah Matzah, he has a lot of things about Chipazon, but one idea he has, the Chipazon, that Hashem took us out quickly out of Egypt, because to preserve us. In other words, we were at the, you know, the Memtet Sharei Tumah, like the 49 levels of Tumah. If Hashem didn't take us out, we would have been in Gehak Tetzuris. So, but he gave us the Torah to preserve us. He gave us the Torah to preserve us. So when they're in Galus, now we're in Galus, we emphasize the Mitzvah Matzah. The Mitzvah Matzah is connected to the idea of Chipazon. And that explains why the Mishnah is different. The Mishnah is speaking about the time of the Beis HaMikdash. The time of the Beis HaMikdash, so Matzah, Hashem Shnikalu Avotenu. Now that it's a little bit different. And that's why he says that the Halach Manya is in Aramaic, because they began saying this when they went to Babel. When they were in Galus, that's when they first began saying Halach Ma'anya. Anyway, those are some ideas. It's interesting, the Rav brings down also, the sheet of the Rambam is that you mention the Bahilu Yatsana Mimitzrayim. According to the Rambam, you mention both from the get-go. You mention, you say the Bahilu Yatsana Mimitzrayim, with speed Hashem took us out of Egypt, Halach Ma'anya. All right, anyway, wish everybody a Chag Kasher V'Sameach. Thank you.